Second and 7 from the 22-yard line inside the right hash. I formation in the backfield is Dustin Cady and Terrence Dubes. Single file elementary style. It's a handoff to Dustin Cady. Misdirection. Goes past the 20-yard line. Finally dives forward, being held up all the way down to the 16-yard line. It's a gain of 6. It's going to be short of the first down. Brings up third down in about 2 yards. It's going to be a short 2 yards. Tackled by Watson Moore.
Yeah, nice little cut there made by the running back, Dustin Cady. The play was designed to run to the right, and a quick cut and back to the left got him a nice gain.
Third and a short, yard and a half, we'll call it. Same formation, 8 men on the line of scrimmage for Lakers, 2 men in the backfield, and it's a handoff to Dustin Cady around the left end. Has the first down to 5, brought down right at the 2-yard line. Short of the touchdown, but a first down indeed. A first and goal situation stopped at the 1-yard line. That's a heck of a run for Dustin Cady around the left end.
Yeah, Shane Rasmussen made the tackle there, Clark, but not before Dustin Cady again. Fresh legs. We've seen Diaz, Dubes all night. Now Cady's starting to get into the mix finally. The fresh legs panning out right now. And he's cut it left 2 plays in a row now and found some nice open space to run in.
They mark him down at the 2-yard line for a 14-yard gain. First and goal at the 2-yard line. Had to tie some shoes in the huddle. Now they're up to the line of scrimmage. 4:20 left in the third quarter. Lakers knocking, trying to get on the board for the first time tonight. Same play to the left side, right down to the end zone. Did he cross the plane? No word yet. It was a handoff to number 4, Dustin Cady, the 5'10", 205 running back, according to the roster last year. And they say he is shy of the end zone by about a half a football. They mark it on the left hash at the very short line.
If it isn't broke, don't fix it, Clark. You're going to see the same thing here again. Goal line formation, 8 guys on the line, fullback in front, and they're going to drop it off and try and pound it in that left side.
Terrence Dubes, a great lead blocker in front of him. They're actually just going to go with the quarterback keeper. He's across the plane. Yes, indeed. Touchdown, Lakers. Lakers strikes for the first time tonight on the quarterback keeper, junior quarterback Brady Post. In for the score. It's now Lakers 6, Cass City nothing. We've played over 2.5 quarters. It's 3:37 left in the third.
And good decision by the Lakers offensive coordinator. They've delayed at the line. They usually wait, drag out the clock. Instead, a quick 1-2 snap and a dive forward by Post. Cass City not even set all the way. Easy play there and touchdown for Lakers.
I formation. 4 Lakers going for 2. Post under center. It's a handoff to number 4, Dustin Cady, and there's about 4 white jerseys stuffing him like a Thanksgiving turkey. Back to about the 5-yard line. 2-point conversion is no good. The score is Lakers 6, Cass City nothing. 3:37 left in the third quarter. You're tuned to WLEW Sports.
Hi, Todd Bowers from Moore Motor Sales in Caro. Ride in style and comfort with one of these big rides. We have a new Lincoln Navigator L and Ford Expeditions in regular and extended length to choose from. If a new Dodge or Chrysler minivan fits the bill, save big with 0% interest for 72 months on nearly every model. Also, the hot-selling 2014 Ford Explorers are in. Come see me, Todd Bowers, at Moore Motor Sales just west of Caro, or shop the web at themooreautogroup.com. See you soon.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebewing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Lakers Tigers on the board first, 6-0. 3:37 left in the third quarter. They go for the onside kick, brought in at the 34-yard line. Rasmussen brings it in. He's all the way out to the 48-yard line, a 15-yard return on the attempted onside kick. Cass City is all over it, ready for it. And they'll have a short field to work with on their drive. First and 10 from their own 48-yard line, 52 yards away from the end zone.
Well, it's time for Cass City to answer that drive now. Good field position, arguably their best field position of the day. We'll see if they can actually, we'll see if they can move the ball down the field, get a couple first downs, and get some momentum on their side and take some of the energy out of this home crowd.
Seems to be like Lakers in the second half is playing to great heights, wouldn't you say, Dave?
Yeah, I think I've heard that before, but yes, they have so far, and we'll see if their defense can match that.
Receiver wide each way, coming out in a spread formation is Cass City, and it's a toss out to number 26, Perzanowski, gets past the line of scrimmage out to the 50-yard line when all said and done. And when all said and done, it's a 2-yard gain and a lot of motion going on there. And it's going to bring up a second and 8 for Cass City right at midfield at the 50.
Number 21, Terrence Dubes in on the tackle. Seeing more motion by the Cass City offense. Still, the defensive line as Lakers is getting into the backfield on almost every play. The motion and the pitches are starting to sort of take away from all that pressure up the middle and trying to get some room to the outside.
Second and 8, receiver wide to the right, receiver wide to the left. Going back to pass to his left, it's overthrown. Pass was intended for 85 Watts and more. Little over his head, and now we have a flag on the play. Almost looks like it's going to be a personal foul, late hit of some sort against the Lakers. No word yet.
Number 8, Brady Post, was in the area trying to knock down that pass.
And it's actually against Cass City, ineligible receiver downfield. No word yet of whether they're going to be taking this. And they're going to be marking it off from midfield. So it's about 5 yards down backwards. Repeat the down. It's now at the 45-yard line. Second down once again. Don't even look at that last play. It didn't even happen. Scratch that from your stat sheets if you're keeping score at home. Now second down and 13 to go. Receiver wide to the left. That's number 85, Watson Moore. Spread formation for Dakota Hartle. In the shotgun, there's the snap. It's a toss to the left to number 6. He's caught right at the line of scrimmage. That's Sawyer Cuthrell, the sophomore, is met in the backfield right at the line of scrimmage by a bunch of Lakers.
Yeah, the leader of that Laker pack was number 60, Austin McCabe.
Austin McCabe bringing up fourth down for Cass City. Fourth and 12 for the Red Hawks at their own 46-yard line. 2:15 left in the third quarter. Lakers 6, Cass City nothing.
Looks like Cass City's going to bring on the punting unit.
And now we have whistles galore. The officials want to discuss something here. Going to guess it's going back to the penalty. Cuthrell has his headset off, shouting something to the officials. When it's an ineligible player downfield, is that a repeat of the second down, Dave, or do they lose a...
And I'm with you. That's what you said. I agreed with it. I thought it was a replay of down, but that's not what they have marked right now.
All the officials talking things over. Today's broadcast, streaming online, brought to you by the 4G LTE service of Thumb Sailor, the talk of the thumb. As the officials have now concluded their congressional meeting. Hopefully they've accomplished something, unlike our actual Congress.
Nope, now we're going to talk to the other one.
Well, okay.
We're going to talk to everybody.
Now it's headed to the Senate. It's out of the Senate, the House committee. Dusk has fallen upon Laker Field here. And in fact, it is a third down now. Our stat team isn't too pleased about that one. Third down and now 13, so take off the punt team. This is not Canadian football.